This is the Blind Entrepreneur Podcast, helping millennials execute their vision.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Blind Entrepreneur. I am your host, Jonathan Grzbowski, and today we are on episode 54. Today I have with me Will Price. He's 22 years of age, and he's the artist known as Pricey's. You can check him out on SoundCloud, and all the links and music will be in the show notes today. But his work has been featured on the popular vlog of Casey Neistat. I'm a huge fan of his music. We've even used it in some of our personal videos through the job that I have and where I work at. He's currently in pharmacy school in Mississippi and wants to pursue his passion in music full time. Will, welcome to the show. How's your day?
Doing good, man. A little tired, but you know, Friday, so.
I hear you. You gotta keep rocking on, but this actually is a perfect segue to the first question. So we always start off, I didn't tell you this, but we always start off with an icebreaker. So imagine you just had the worst day of your life. Your head is in the sand, you're down in the dumps, and you're trying to make the day better. So what is that one piece of food that's going to lift your spirits higher?
Okay, that's a very good question. I'd say anything Cajun.
Right.
Cajun, doesn't matter what it is. Maybe an etouffee, a good jambalaya.
There you go.
That's probably going to be the best thing right there.
Is cornbread necessary, though?
I mean, that's a super Southern thing. I like it. I know some people find it kind of dry. Yeah, cornbread's fine.
Because you know. To me, you got the Cajun, you got the cornbread. I mean, the mix is beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it's just lots of cayenne pepper.
There you go.
Put cayenne pepper in everything, and it makes Cajun, basically. Yeah.
You just want some soul food. I respect that. But, you know, Will, the first real question is, tell us about yourself. Who are you, and what is your story?
Well, my name is Will Price. Grew up in Jackson, Mississippi. I was born in Nashville, Tennessee. I grew up in Jackson. I've been making music for probably, you know, 7 or 8 years at this point. Been pursuing it a little bit more, I guess, professionally for the past year or so. I'm in pharmacy school. I'm in my second year. You know, got a bachelor's degree in pharmaceutical sciences, but that doesn't mean anything without the pharmacy school degree, so, you know, got to move on and get that one, too.
Very good, very good. So, you know, I stated before, you're featured and mentioned in some popular vlogs that have over, you know, upon millions of views. People are using your music. You know, where did it all begin? You mentioned off-air that you started around 13 years of age, but, you know, how did you know that music was your calling?
Well, I mean, for a while, it was the only thing I was good at, like, to put it honestly. Like, I mean, I was okay at sports, wasn't great. I was okay at school, wasn't great. But music is where I kind of, like, stood out amongst my friends. Like, you know, when I was, like, 14, 15, I was, like, getting paid by churches to play on Sunday, just, like, you know, whether it be guitar, drums, or bass or something. So I could tell from an early age I kind of moved a little bit quicker with music than I guess the average person. So I would definitely say it probably egged me on. And then my parents as well, both of them are incredible musicians. My mom's an incredible pianist. My dad's an incredible guitarist. I mean, they're both way better than me at their respective instruments. I mean, just they're very technically gifted. So yeah, it's in the family.
Very cool. Very cool. So, you know, I think you said that you meant, how many instruments do you play?
I mean, I guess now on a regular basis, I mean, my keyboards, drums, guitar, occasionally bass, you know, I would say I'm fluent in those, but not good at any of them necessarily, you know.
Well, I think you're a modest man, but I would say, you know, right now, your music, your style of music is very, like, jazzy, very, like, hip-hop chill type of music, at least the ones that I've had the luxury of listening to.
Yeah.
You know, what would you say was your, like, how did you move into that era, like, the beat world, that where it's kind of like your own, you're making the instruments from a keyboard versus an actual instrument itself?
Well, I mean, I guess, I mean, the, first of all, I found out in high school that I don't work well in settings with other people that are writing music. I'm kind of a control freak from the music side of things, you know. Even in, you know, collaborations in the past I've done with artists so far as this kind of new project, like I'm doing the majority of the song and then they're adding like pieces to it, you know, just because. So I found that out early on just from trying to play with friends and whatnot. And I guess too, just like, I mean, the first beats I was making were just like, I mean, they were just trap beats, you know, because that's what, I mean, that's what the South is trap beats. It was, you know, that's what we listen to in Jackson. And they're easy to make. So it was easy as like a 17, 18 year old kind of getting into that. And then later, as I kind of moved through music a little bit more, I acquired different tastes, I guess, you know?
So like, who are some people that you gained for inspiration?
Oh, I mean, well, I didn't say earlier, but I should have. The first like beat maker that I really, really got into was Flying Lotus. Like when I was 13 or 14, his Los Angeles album was one of the first like actual just like fully electronic albums that I heard, and I absolutely loved it, you know. And his style is just so incredible and just off the wall and spastic, and I just love all the texture that it has to it. That's the main thing that I love about his music. And I still kind of see some of those elements in what I do today, not as much, but yeah, I would definitely say that was kind of my main inspiration. And then after that, I mean, just producers of just, you know, great rap artists, you know, your DJ Premier or Pete Rock, or, you know, even some of the newer producers, like, you know, Kendrick's producers, like Soundwave and Cardo, those guys, like, they're all like big influences, and you can tell a lot of them have kind of a jazz background as well, like, you know, soulful background.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, I want to ask a couple of questions about, you know, the struggles that you've had while doing this. I mean, you're currently in pharmacy school, you're doing that full time, and you also want to work on your passion. So, I mean, what have been some of the struggles that you've had thus far in creating music?
Well, I guess, I mean, I shouldn't call it an obstacle, but the main obstacle is just school. Like, that's like a portion that takes up, you know, a majority of my day. That's why I enjoy, like, in the summertime, like, I'm just extremely, like, prolific, just because, I mean, I've got, like, you know, 4 or 5 extra hours than I normally do in a day to, like, work on music. But, you know, I would say, just besides that, you know, just like constantly like trying to find inspiration for stuff, because, you know, I generally try and go with like at least like not making a beat a day, but I'll have an idea a day. That's kind of my rule. I try and have one new idea a day, and that idea might not ever get finished, you know, but I try and do that just to like keep up like with the inspiration to create and whatnot.
Well, we had like a conversation off air that was, you know, 5 years, 10 years ago, if people wanted to use your music, they'd have to buy it, or they'd have to find a way to illegally download it. And now there's SoundCloud and there's YouTube and all these other things where people like Casey are just going up to you and saying, "Hey man, can I use your music?" You know, what are your thoughts on that style, and has that hindered your growth of being a music producer?
I don't think so at all, really, because, you know, five, 10 years ago, you know, you could say, yeah, pay me, and then you can use it. There wasn't near a way to get, like, the internet wasn't, like, what it was at the time, like, as someone from Jackson, Mississippi, who lives in Oxford, Mississippi, if I was here 10 years ago, like 50 people would listen to my music, because that's the only people that would know it, mm-hmm. you know? And now I think there's just so many, you know, other ways to garner revenue for music, you know, through just, yeah, ad revenue is the main thing right now, I think. I mean, a lot of us on SoundCloud, if we're getting a steady enough flow, are getting paid from that through, you know, third-party providers. And that's, that pay, I mean, whereas, you know, getting paid like a dollar a song would be better, it still provides enough money, I guess. And as long as I continue to build a fan base, that'll only grow more.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so you mentioned that your school has been your biggest hindrance. What would you say has been your biggest failure thus far in your music career?
Well, I mean, my biggest failure, I think, is when I first started school up here, I kind of, like, there was a period of year for about a year and a half when I was first up here that I didn't do anything with music, you know, whatsoever. I don't know why. I think I was just enjoying college life or something, but for a long period of time where I felt like, you know, in high school I had a lot of growth as a musician, and then it really plateaued when I first got up here. And then eventually I had an accident that where I broke my pelvis. So I was laying up in bed for about a month, you know, couldn't get out of bed. That's when I got Ableton. From then on, it was just like started the obsession, you know, of just getting back into it and learning this digital audio workstation and just, you know, getting better at it over the years.
So when did you know? I mean, you mentioned that you knew you had an act, but, you know, like, was there a moment? Can you remember the time that you got picked up and you just saw this incredible growth and spike in your follower base?
Yeah, I can pinpoint it. It was some day in May. I can't remember when, but I posted a song and then sent it to a friend on SoundCloud, and then I guess he sent it to someone else. He goes by the name Jeff Kale. I don't know if you're familiar with him at all. And then that guy reposted it. And he has like 84,000-85,000 followers, probably something like that. Gets hundreds of thousands of plays on a regular basis. So just that traffic coming through just really picked up all of a sudden. Because before that, I probably had, you know, maybe about 1,000 total listens or something like that. And then all of a sudden, and that was sometime in May. Mm. So that was kind of where it started.
That's awesome. So from there, then it got picked up even further.
Yeah, it just kept, you know, just as the internet works with things, it gets reposted and shared, and people ask to use it and whatnot. And so yeah, it's been pretty cool.
So I mean, how does that make you feel? I mean, so like as mentioned before, like we used one of your songs. And
yeah,
you're able to see people using your music.
Yeah.
Like, how does that make you feel?
It's kind of a douchey thing to say, but like validation that I'm making something all right.
Not douchey at all.
I don't know. It just feels kind of weird saying like, oh yeah, now I know my music's good because
right.
I can see people like it. Like, it definitely is. It's inspired me even more to like keep on creating, you know, keep on moving with this passion. Definitely.
Well, it's hard nowadays with the way the music is. It's hard to find validation. So I think you're right in thinking that.
Yeah.
Has anybody created something where you're just like, this is like, would you be the person that would, somebody would create something like, nah, man, like this sucks. You need to take my music off.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's some really bad videos that have my music in the background on YouTube, but they probably have like 25 like views, you know, something like that. Like the majority of the time, if someone asks to use something of mine, at this point in time, I say, yeah, sure. I mean, because that makes sure that, you know, they download, they repost, they tell people about my music. And you know, I guess a video could be awful, but the music is good at least.
Right, right, right. Because you know it's coming from you.
I've never had a situation where I've had to go and like tell someone not to use it.
Gotcha.
Like after they've already used it.
Okay.
I've gotten some business offers I've like turned down before because they weren't like good, yeah. You know, like just from companies that look kind of sketchy, I guess I would say,
sure.
You know, so I mean, that's pretty much it, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally understand. And, you know, I think it's amazing that just we live in this world that people are just constantly picking up things and just organically following suit. But I want to learn more about, you know, you as a creative genius. You mentioned that for a really long time that for a couple months that you just didn't do anything, and finally you were in bed, and you had no choice but to start creating. But what are some things that you do to kind of put you in the right mindset?
It's one of two things, you know. It's like wake up early and have a cup of coffee,
all right.
Or stay up all night. So it's super interesting. It's like that's when I've made, I think, my best music is either when I got a good like 7, because I don't sleep that much. And being in school and doing this, you don't, and I just don't. So if I get like 6-7 hours, that's awesome. So I get like 6-7 hours of sleep, you know, wake up early, have a cup of coffee, I'll make some really good stuff that morning. And then on the flip side, if the sun is rising and I'm still up, I'll probably be making something good too, because I don't know why that is, but that would definitely be the case, yeah.
So do you have like a song that you feel as if that was really good and just didn't, like out of all the songs that you have, what do you know, the one that has the most downloads and things like that? And was that your favorite one?
No, it wasn't. I think it's the song Darling that has the most right now, like in terms of downloads and plays and whatnot. But that's definitely not like my favorite. I don't think it's bad. It's just, that's a beat I made in an afternoon, you know, like, you know, like started it at 2, was done with it by 6, and then, you know, mixed and mastered and then put it up the day after.
Mm.
You know, just kind of as something to throw up there, like onto the SoundCloud. I didn't realize that would be a one that people like so much.
Mm.
That definitely surprised me a little bit, yeah.
So what are some resources that you use? You mentioned Ableton, you mentioned a couple of other stuff, but, you know, SoundCloud as well. But what are some resources that you use for the creation of your music? And then we'll even go beyond. You know, what are some apps that you use on throughout your daily life?
Okay. I mean, Ableton, obviously, is my DAW. Like, that's what I go to for all the music. Besides that, like, there's a company called Native Instruments that makes some really good VSTs, like Massive. Is one. Besides that, it's a lot of like kind of live stuff that's then manipulated into Ableton. Like I'll play a lot of guitars, or I have like some older like analog synths that I'll play that I've just been able to buy over the years, or used to be like my parents. In terms of what I use after the songs are done, I mean, I really don't have like any sort of like social media like presence, and I kind of do that on purpose. I've never really been a fan of it. I feel like more times than not, it can bite like a creator in the ass, like when they say something stupid or something like that. There are a lot of people who use it the right way, you know, like they just, you know, post about their business, post about their music. It lets people know when something's new is up and whatnot. But knowing me, I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to be careful if I got something like that, because I don't want to make anybody mad. And also, it's just kind of nice just to have, like nobody, you're the first person who's a fan that's seen my face. Like, nobody's seen my face before, mm-hmm. you know? And I kind of like that, too, just yeah. the anonymous nature of it.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, you see a name and you see the music. So you only associate the music with the name, and that's it. You don't associate it with, like, a personality or a person or anything like that.
I think it's very mature of you to think that way. Incredibly mature. I mean, you look at people like Daft Punk, for example.
Yeah, you know, I mean, or obviously they were one of the first ones to do it. There was a guy, yeah, Deadmau5 for a while. There's a guy, Zhu, I don't know how to say it, Z-H-U, who did the same thing, who, like, was nominated for a Grammy and people still didn't know who he was. You know, and I think that was 2 years ago. I don't know if I'd take it that far, but at least for now, you know, just kind of, yeah.
Well, there definitely says a lot about the mystery. I mean, if you think about, like, relationships as well, you know, mystery is the main thing that keeps people going, keeps people wanting more. So now I know that was, I'll be honest with you, that was definitely my part of my pursuit in trying to get you on air. It's like, who is this guy? You know, like, what is he what is he all about? And, you know, and it's cool to kind of get into people's heads, because then you find out, like, what makes them tick, you know? Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for showing your face and, you know.
Absolutely.
So my last main question, and we might have a couple of leftovers, but, you know, you are an individual who creates music, who wants to pursue their passion full time, but is currently, you know, in school and working the grind just as everybody else does. So, you know, what are three pieces of advice that you'd give to people that may be in the same place as you, and how can you help them pursue their passion and dream and goals?
Well, the first one over anything I would say is time management. More than anything, you have to manage your time. Like, I will be in class from, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning until about, you know, 1 or 2 in the afternoon, depending on that. And then 2 days out of the week, we have labs that will go a good bit later till 3 or 4. And so I have to be able to balance the time in between. If I have like an hour break in between classes, I'm going to use that time right there to do the homework assignment that's due next week. That way, when I get home in the afternoon, I mean, I am going to study for like 2 hours, but then from like 8 o'clock until midnight, I'm just straight working on music. I'm not wasting time on YouTube or any sort of Facebook or social media, anything like that. It's just, you gotta totally commit, I feel like, to whatever you have your time for, whatever you're most excited about.
So that's one.
Yeah. Number two, I would say, especially with entrepreneurs, like, you know, like I was talking about, keep creating, like, keep coming up with something new every day. Try and have a new, whatever, like, whether you're a painter or an artist or trying to own a business, like, have a new idea every day. Like, try to have a new idea instead of trying to, like, finish each idea. Mm-hmm. That's what I kind of had a problem with music, is I would start a song and then work on that song for, like, 2 weeks and just get burnt out. But I'd have all these other ideas during that time that I wouldn't start necessarily, because I would think, oh, I need to finish this first. Don't do that. Just it's like almost like just, I kind of describe it as like just throwing up music on Ableton, you know, just rapid fire, the idea, the beat, everything goes on there in one just big, huge push. And then after that, come back to it later and see if it's good, you know. That's what I would say is two, just a new idea every day. Number three. Let me think. Number three, this is something I need to improve on, but I definitely, it's very important. You need to be able to market your product, like whatever that may be. You need to have a good friend group around you. It's important to find that. It's important to find other creators that are doing kind of the same thing you are, so you guys can collaborate and exchange ideas and stuff. You know, I mean, right now, since I'm back in Oxford, I've been trying to work with a lot more, like, just vocal artists, you know, because up until this point, I haven't really done a whole lot of that. But I'm trying to, like, find those people and meet them and collaborate and that kind of thing, just to kind of move my music in a different direction, you know, just to try and see how it goes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know the story, but have you ever heard of the Postal Service?
No, I don't think.
There's a band that that created their business through postal, so they call themselves the postal service.
Oh, okay.
So it's like very similar to how you like when you're meeting and collaborating with these people. It's all done online for the most part anymore. Of course, you have people that may come over your house and jam and stuff like that.
Right.
But and I'm sure you're having people wanting to collaborate with you from all over the world. It must be pretty cool to have that.
Oh yeah, I mean, one of the like more popular songs on the site was done with, a friend of mine from Kenya. You know,
really?
I mean, he's from Mombasa. And, you know, he makes great music. I guess I'll say how to spell it, even though it's not the way it's pronounced. It's S-T-H and then music.
Yeah.
He's great, yeah.
I think that's the name that we used.
Oh, Aspire, I think.
Yeah, Aspire,
So yeah, that's a good example right there of somebody. He contacted me and said, hey, do you want to do music? And I said yes,
nice.
After listening to some of his, so yeah.
That is sick.
Yeah,
So he's from Kenya?
Kenya, yeah.
That's sick.
Like we're in opposite time zones. It's like he'll get an email from me at like, you know, 3 a.m, and I'll get an email from him at like later that night, you know, at like midnight.
Wow.
Time zones are so weird, but I mean, it works, and we're actually working on more stuff right now, so.
Sick.
Yeah.
You'll keep us posted. I mean, if you had a dream, like dream collaborator, who would you want to work with?
Dream collaborator. That's difficult. Like as another producer or like as an artist?
Or just as an artist, you know, maybe like if you had your perfect song, you know, maybe who would be on vocals? What would you be doing to the song? What style would it be, et cetera?
I mean, it'd definitely be something in hip hop or rap because I would love to be, you know, I mean, I like DJing. I like that stuff. I do it here in Oxford a little bit, but I would much rather be kind of working in the studio, like making beats for rappers to rap on that then get popular, you know, that kind of thing. That would be more of what I'd want to do. Gosh, who would I pick? I don't know. There's some guys that I guess I'd need to pick somebody that I've been into for like a really long time. Probably A$AP Rocky, honestly.
Nice.
I think he's a super cool dude. I remember listening to him in high school, his like very first little mixtape when he wasn't very popular, at least in the South at all, wasn't known. And I loved him because he makes music like he's from the South,
mm-hmm.
and from Harlem. You know, and that's just the internet at work right there.
Yeah.
You know? I would love to work with him. Love his flow.
Nice, very cool. Well, yeah, well, if people wanted to listen to your music, if they wanted to follow you, even though you're not a big social media guy, what is the best way for people to find you and to listen to you and contact you?
Hit me up on the SoundCloud. I don't really know what else to say. Don't really want to give out an email address.
No, you don't have to. SoundCloud works.
SoundCloud, I check it every day. If you send me a message, I'm going to respond to it. I always do. If you leave a comment on a song, it might take me a while. But if it's a message, I'll definitely, you know, hit you up if you send me a message. So, yeah, that's probably the best way.
And, again, all of your information will be linked in the show notes today so people can follow you and find you and stuff like that. So, you know, Will,
cool.
Thank you so much for your time, man. It was really good talking
to
you. Really good learning about your story and all the best of luck to you in the future.
All right. Thanks, man.
Nice to see you.